Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. So Jerome Powell came out and said that he recognizes it's a very tumultuous situation between Russia and Ukraine. But as of right now, he's going to continue to focus on raising rates in March. Question is, do we get 25 basis points or do we get 50 basis points? And how did the markets respond? So let's get over to the CNBC homepage. And Dow Jones up almost 600%. 600%. that would definitely be news. up 600 points. And S&P 80, NASDAQ, 219. And I'm always very curious to see if Bitcoin is trading on the with the NASDAQ. So let's shoot over to crypto and see how much Bitcoin went up. But went down. Well, actually would prefer that it goes down if the NASDAQ goes up, because I like the decoupling even more than I like the price going up. So I think that's actually good news for Bitcoin investors, but might be a lot of kind of taking profits there because of what's happening in Russia. I mean, if I'm a Russian citizen and I know the currency is completely collapsing, I'm going to buy anything, Bitcoin, gold, anything that's real, that's not paper currency. I'm going to buy it as quickly as I possibly can. Going back to the markets, let's see, VIX down today, which you would expect on a big up day. So let's look at oil. I have not seen this, but my guess is it is flat to down. Oh no, way, my goodness. No, way up, $111. Man. And guys, I had the opportunity to speak to Art Berman today. And wow, this interview is going to completely blow your mind. And if you are interested in commodities and in oil, natural gas, even uranium to a certain degree, you're going to have to watch this video. You're going to absolutely love it. So I'll just leave it at that, kind of leave a cliffhanger there. So my guess would be gold is up. Boy, I'm not guessing very well today at all, am I? So gold down. A lot of this has to do with them saying that they might sanction Russian oil, and therefore supply really goes down. That was part of the conversation I had today with Art. He was saying that Russian oil accounts for about 25% of global supply. So if you cut or try even to cut them out of the market, that is going to significantly reduce supply. And as Art points out, we are already in a huge supply deficit, and one of the greatest deficits in the last probably 20 years. And we were in that deficit going into this ordeal with Russia and Ukraine. And so if we get sanctions on top of that, reduces supply even further. I don't think it would shock him if prices went up, who knows, 120, 130, maybe even higher. Now, I don't know what they'll do over the long term, and that's not the way I like to invest, as you guys know. But if you're a trader, it's definitely something that you want to pay attention to. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. Yeah. Let's get over to bonds yield curve. And this is what interests me the most. We had the 10-year go up as a result of what the Fed was saying. So maybe this means that that the 10-year doesn't really see the potential for rate hikes like they did before. I don't know. Maybe they see the situation improving in Ukraine. So, but what I want to point out here is the yield curve. So let's take this down to 1 day. And we see that we were up about 17 basis points today. So let's compare that to the 2-year. And the 2-year was up 20 basis points. So once again, the 2-year up more than the 10-year, which means the yield curve is even flatter. It's just every single time we check on this, it seems the yield curve just gets closer and closer and closer to inversion, which just means that the really, really smart money in the bond market is saying that they're seeing an economic slowdown in the future, in the near future, or less economic activity. And this is globally. And you can see why. I mean, that makes a lot of sense with what is happening over in Europe, regardless of what's happening to consumer prices here in the United States. I think we tend to think that the treasury market is U.S. specific because it's denominated in dollars and it's the debt of the United States. But that is not the case at all. This is really the bond market for the entire world. And so when we're analyzing what the bond market the treasury market is telling us, we really need to realize that it's not just telling us stuff or information about the United States. It's trying to give us information about the global economy. So another thing that I wanted to share with you guys is just maybe some things to think about overnight when you're looking at how to set up your portfolio based on just all the insanity in the world right now, and maybe looking for opportunity. Jesse shared with me a trade that he made where he actually took a loss, where he bought the Russian ETF, RSX or something like that, back Wednesday or Thursday, and then sold it a few hours later at a loss because he didn't feel comfortable because he couldn't quantify the risk. And he juxtaposed that to other trades that he's made, where you would call them crisis investing maybe, or buying panic, where to everyone else it seemed just as risky, but he felt as though he could quantify the risk enough to stick with the trade. So in discussing this, it really reminded me of the conclusion that I came to several years ago when I first started to get involved with investing in macroeconomics. And that is the idea, the biggest hurdle to becoming a good investor and making money over the long term is between your ears. It's psychology, and it's controlling your emotion. And, you know, we sit there and say, oh, well, you buy things when they're cheap, you sell them when they're expensive, you buy panic, sell hysteria. And when you're not in the moment, it makes sense. You're like, well, of course, you buy low, sell high. But when you're in the moment, that's when it's incredibly difficult to do. And how do you manage your emotions well enough to stick to your strategy? And how do you know when to pay attention to some of those emotions that remind you of some experiences that you've had in the past where you've either made bad decisions or good decisions? And how can you use that to improve your portfolio through the expression of risk management? Because at the end of the day, that's really what it's about. It's about taking advantage of opportunities while you are managing downside risk. And the reason it's so hard is because when you're in the moment where you have to make a decision, or you know you should, that's when the emotion is at its peak and every single bone in our body is telling us to do the opposite of what we know we should do. And that's why this game is so hard. But my point there is it goes back to psychology and just managing what's between your ears first and foremost before you manage your portfolio. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure we're standing up for freedom, for liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you on the next video.